Welcome to our show for today, ladies and gentlemen, an uncommon encore show. Two reasons for that. Number one, I got to go into L.A. this morning very, very early for a job that is a part and parcel of a documentary that's being done about our show. Many of you are familiar with that. Of course, you Backstage Pass members have probably heard quite a bit about that. So that is one of the reasons why we're doing this. The second reason why we're doing this is because Elcott The Next Step is returning this Sunday. Yes. The return of the Elcott The Next Step shows this coming Sunday, and it was 6 years ago this Sunday, 6 years ago this Sunday, that we inaugurated the Elcott The Next Step Sunday shows. So why not? Why not roll one out for you? Why not roll out that initial one? The inaugural Sunday show, Dr. Elcott interviews Gloria Grover about the Elcott philosophy of walk on.
Yeah, God knows what that is.
And get some history of how Elcott went from California to upstate New York, Wampa, New York, and on to Florida, there like that. So let's check this out. From May the 1st, 2016, the very first Elcott The Next Step show in honor of the new Elcott The Next Step episodes will be appearing this Sunday in the world-famous Phil Lindry Show. Thank you.
And good morning. From the Elcott Redeemery in Wampa, New York, I'm Ed Elcott, or if you will, Dr. Ed Elcott. Some people have called me Dr. Ed, and while I'm not a formal man, I think it best during these proceedings and these semi-rituals that you refer to me as Dr. Ed Elcott. I would appreciate that very much. Along with me is our priesterly West, Casper Stout. Good morning.
Good morning very much.
And when you said good morning very much, that is the combining of language, right?
Yes, it is. Dr. Ed Elcott, it is the combining of the formal and the informal. And that is what Elcott The Next Step is all about.
Elcott is about reducing ego to the size of lint. Now, lint comes in different sizes, but I think one thing we can all agree on, it has no purpose whatsoever. Lint is something you get rid of. We don't save it. We don't use it. It has no curative powers. It is the very definition of waste, and that is what ego is. Ego means nothing. That is why I, as a priesterly, and I have been a part of Elcott for the last 21 years, I'm also descended from Hefner Elcott, the founder of our grand life philosophy. That is why I have no ego when it comes to the fact that I remain a priesterly, while others, such as Casper, will be celebrating their pre-overlord status very soon. And you will be a pre-overlord. When will that be, Casper?
That is coming up in late June.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. But that congratulations really means nothing to me because, and it means nothing to me to be an overlord. And I think that as long as you think about that.
Well, I'm not complaining.
No, I understand, but you're still, your mind is still wrapped around it. And as long as that is happening, you will never be free. You'll never be free.
We're very excited because this is our first Sunday morning live Elcott The Next Step service. That is correct. You are listening to us live, and we are streaming live from Wampa University in upstate New York. We are at the induction arch, I should say, here. And as you know, if you've heard the Elcott The Next Step programming over the past couple of years, you know that we have induction arches all over the world. We have one in Hawaii, which we just visited at the end of December, Casper, and we did see you there.
Yes, at the beginning and also the time allotted. And those are the seasons that we celebrate in Elcott. We don't celebrate Christmas. It means nothing to us. We don't mean the offense.
Absolutely not, no.
But we just don't care about it. And what we say is, let the baby be. That means if you see a baby in a crib late December, just let it be. Just walk on.
Walk on is one of the basic tenants.
Well, it was, yes.
But we don't practice walk-on anymore. We don't think it or say it. We just do it.
Yes, but in the early days of Elcott, you had a very, very powerful emotion sweeping the movement. And I know Gloria Grover was going to speak to that.
Well, Gloria will be on in a moment to speak to it, but tell us about walk-on and how walk-on eventually...
Well, in the early days of our movement, there were strong emotions because, much like other religions, those of us that practiced Elcott, the next step, we were forced from town to town, village to village. In some cases, we were burned out of our refuges.
Yes.
That was in Mission City, California, where we were burned out and run off. Along with our livestock, we had to get our women folk together and our children and our livestock and just pushed on down the highway to a new place. And so as a result of that, walk on became a violent.
Well, before you go any further there, let's get on the line here. Gloria Grover, many people know Gloria from her previous appearances here on Elcott. The next step. I'm Ed Elcott, and good morning, Gloria.
Oh, good morning, Ed.
And Casper Stout is here.
Casper, good morning. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good morning, Gloria. I will tell you that it's exciting to have you with us, especially when you're speaking of the historic aspects of Elcott.
Well, walk-on was the philosophy that Huvener Elcott left us. He said, when I leave, I will leave. But I will also leave. And we puzzled about that and puzzled for days and weeks until we realized when he left something. And that was the philosophy of walk on.
And walk on represented what?
Walk on meant no matter what in life the rest of the world is engaged in, we in Elcott just move past it and we keep walking. We may acknowledge it, we may nod and smile. There's nothing wrong with being polite. But we continue on and we don't get wrapped up in the foolishness of the world. And what happened with Walk On is because, as Casper mentioned, Elcott, the next step, had been burned out of... We'd been burned out and run off in three different California towns until we finally found our way to New York State.
Now, this is interesting because Elcott was formed in California. It wound up in New York, so it kept going from town to town in California.
Yes, and then just went across the country and didn't stop with cattle.
How many head of cattle?
I don't know, Ed. You ask me that at least three times a year.
I think it's a good question, but we walk on, you know.
No, I know we walk on. I'm just curious how many head of cattle they drove across. Never mind.
Well, you're running the risk now.
All right, so this is something that people... Fuck.
No, except your leveling. Except the leveling that you're going to be getting here.
Yeah!
All right, hold on. As Ed recovers from the leveling... He began to ask me questions that irritated me, and I don't think it's right.
Well, are you all right, Ed?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter how many head of cattle. I think there were 50.
They started out with 50, and I think there were three or four steer left by the time they got... They ate the rest. Do you understand?
I understand. It's just something
I tell you that all the time. You go, how many head of cattle? And I say, they started out with 50, and they wound up with 3, and they ate the rest. Right.
I'll do it.
Sometimes when you're leveled, you're disoriented. This is Elcott, the next step. My name is Casper Stout, and we have Gloria Grover on the phone. Gloria, so walk on did what? What was that? Why did we leave the philosophy behind?
Oh, yes. Well, after we got burned out and run off, then everything that the outside world did began to irritate us. And we couldn't just walk on. When we walked by a manger or a, you know, one of those plastic dummies.
You're talking about the Christmas celebration.
Yes, I'm sorry. Well, we have nothing against children. We don't really have anything against Jesus. But when we saw the little plastic dummy dolls that they use in the shopping centers.
And different, what they call manger displays, right?
Mange displays?
No, manger.
The manger. This is Dr. Elcott. Gloria, I'm feeling much better. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't ask. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling much better. Thank you.
I'm sorry. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. This was during the Christmas season. They would have the small plastic manger scenes, correct?
Yes, that's right. So when we walked by, we'd see the little plastic dummy. And as a result of our being run off and burned out in a variety of towns, we'd instinctively reach for the doll and try to... It's a horrible...
And try to strangle it.
Yes, yes, try to strangle it.
Right, and I don't think that it was necessarily a bad instinct. It was self-preservation.
Exactly, exactly. Well, this is wonderful history, Gloria.
I'm sorry, I'm having a nectar cocktail this morning, which is inclusive of honey, cantaloupe juice, a wee bit of tree sap, and I mix that with ice. It has to be crushed. And I'll pour some drambuie over it. Now, let me explain.
Now, that is an alcoholic beverage.
Yes, it is, but let me explain. In Elcott, the next step, we eschew, E-S-C-H-E-W, alcohol. That means we don't drink alcohol.
No, we do not.
But I have a little bit of drambuie as a way of saying I don't need it. And because I'm a pre-overlord, like Casper will be, I can do anything I want to do, and no one can say, and let me underline the word, because this is part of our religious liturgy, no one can say shit about it.
Now, if we could explain to people...
I just explained it, Ed, so...
Ed.
Well, she is allowed to call you Ed as a result of your having been status as a priest for so long.
Yes, you're stuck at that level, and as long as you're stuck... then you become Ed. You lose the doctor part.
Well, this is something that I was hoping to talk to the overlords about, certainly not on the program.
No, we're not interested in your problems. In fact,
Oh, so I have to get leveled just because I asked a stinking question? God damn.
Well, you use the Lord's name in vain, even though we don't believe in God. So.
Boy!
Sorry about that, Ed.
That's okay.
I'm Gloria Grover, and this is Elcott, The Next Step.
And this is Casper Stout here this morning. And while Ed Elcott is recovering from the leveling that he just received, we want to remind you that you can send away for the Elcott, The Next Step booklet, and we have the pamphlet, 5 Different Ways That Elcott Can Help You. And we also have the Elcott The Next Step children's game. And it shows the children, by way of a board game, how Elcott came to be, Hevner Elcott, when he was awakened one morning by the sound of a falling car. And it was actually not a car, but a tree. But he thought it was an automobile that had been dropped out of the sky. And what happened was, at that very moment, an aircraft, apparently the freight doors or the... doors that they load freight with on an aircraft, they'd come open mid-flight, and an automobile had dropped and crashed into the earth, but that was some 50 miles away. How would he know? Well, that's just it.
Elcott, The Next Step. We'll be back right after this. Friends, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. As you watch and enjoy today's live streaming of our Elcott Redeemery functions and celebrations, we ask you to be a part of us. Be a part of us, be with us, be around us, be under us, and more, most of you are allowing us to be in you. Send us a tax-deductible donation. We can't guarantee it really is tax-deductible, but in your mind, try and make it tax-deductible. With your accountant, work with other people, and make sure it's tax-deductible to Elcott, The Next Step, Wampaw, New York. It will reach us. We don't give a specific address for the very reasons we've been talking about this morning, because of anti-religious bigotry that drove us from town to town and village to village until our 50 head of steer were three, we ate the rest. Elcott, the next step, from the Redeemery in Wampaw, New York.
Hello, this is Casper Stout. I lecture all over the country, and I also help set up new Elcott the Next Step franchises. If you want to be a franchisee, just write us, send your self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott the Next Step, and make sure that you underline the word Elcott. It'll get to me, Casper Stout. Most people mail directly to Dr. Ed Elcott. That's wonderful, but it won't do any good. Please send it to me, Casper Stout, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, and we'll set you up lickety-split.
You're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. And now, Dr. Ed Elcott. Thank you very much, Joe. Well, I noticed I heard the sound of leveling there, and that's their little reminder for me not to step out of line. And of course I won't step out of line. I do not allow my ego to interpose itself on the Elcott way. Yea, though I've been a priesterly for 21 years and have never risen above that rank while I've seen others leap over me into overlord status, yea, though I walk through that dark, dank, stinking hell, I'm happy and proud.
Yes. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
I no take drug no more.
I no take drugs no more.
If I may, Ed, I'd like to introduce our next guest.
By all means.
Our next guest is a recent overlord, and she is the youngest overlord that we have ever inducted in the history of Elcott. In point of fact, she may be the youngest member of any clergy anywhere. She is 4 years of age. She is the daughter of Ignatius and Alva Halberstam, who are also overlords in Elcott the Next Step, and she is Beans Halberstam, and she joins us on the phone from the Hawaiian Induction Arch. All hail Elcott, Beans. Beans, can you hear me? This is Casper Stout.
Hi.
Beans, hello. This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Hi.
Beans, as an overlord in our faith, what advice...
That's all of the music.
Oh, yes. This is our music, yes. What advice would you give to anyone first entering Elcott the Next Step? Yes. Did you hear my question, Beans?
Well, we don't want to bother the child. If she heard your question and does not want to answer, obviously she's irritated by that. Did you hear the question?
Uh-huh.
Well.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know that she was...
Hey now!
Casper Stout here. We just had to level Dr. Elcott for obvious reasons. Beans, you heard that. He was stupid, yes. He should never question your motivations as an overlord. You thought his question was dumb, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Ed?
Yeah.
This might be a very good time to tell people what it feels like to be...
To be leveled?
Yes.
Being leveled, and certainly I don't want to... dwell on the experience, but being leveled is a life-changing and a mind-changing event. It's as if everything you've ever known and everything you've ever loved in this world has been flushed completely from your system for about 6 seconds, and you go through the hell of realizing you don't know anything. It is different from what we call Elcott or Elcar Hell. That is the furnace. Elcar Hell, the furnace, is the existence of most people in this world each and every day. They don't know anything, quite literally. Well, we experience that through the leveling.
Never mind when you're doo-doo.
That is correct, when you act like you're doo-doo.
Yes. People should understand that Beans Halberstam is a child. She is an overlord, so, but she uses the words of a child.
Yes, it's all doo-doo. Well, thank you very much, Beans, for being with us.
Good.
Are you through with us, Beans? Are you done with us?
It's doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And Beans Halberstam, out. One of our overlords from the Induction Arch in Hawaii.
We all followed very carefully, by the way, Dr. Elkhart, your journey to Hawaii. And the broadcasts from the Hawaiian Islands and our induction arch there.
Well, we did have some technical problems, but that was not as the result of any failing on the part of Elkhart. That was as a result of the failing of Jermaine Gleason, who is our engineer. And Jermaine said that I could call him out here on the program.
It's very important to let people know that when we are not to blame, and it is the fault of one of the Earth people, which was what we call these people that are not Elkhart, that we call them out. Is that right, Jermaine?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you may not care, but it's important for us to know that we can blame everyone, everything on you, I should say.
Fine, go ahead.
Please watch your language.
Yeah, sure.
You may be wondering, can we level regular Earth people? No, we can't. And it's physically impossible for the overlords to pass through that plane of existence and to level someone who has a smart mouth on them like Jermaine does this morning. And, by the way, he comes in here with no shirt on. I don't understand.
I was out last night.
Were you partying last night with your male friends?
Yes. Are you gay? Are you homophobic?
You know very well that we are not. You know very well that we are not.
Oh, the overlords are displeased that you're talking to a homosexual.
Oh!
We want everyone to know we are not homophobic or anti-gay. The overlords believe gay people are of a higher plane, and when we speak with them on a familiar level, they consider it blaspheme. They consider it to be the mockery and blasphemery, and that is Elkhart.
Ed? Yeah!
So, as you know, Ed was just leveled for speaking directly to a homosexual and not, you know, just doing it without even getting permission.
Let me take a minute.
He was just leveled, which means he had all knowledge drained from him for about, you know, 2 or 3 seconds.
We are not allowed to speak of, we're not allowed to criticize homosexuals unless we get permission from the overlords.
Yes.
Because homosexuals in our religion, the gay people, we should say, we're just using it to be as specific and clear as we can, are a higher level.
They are somewhere between man and the spiritual seraphim or cherubim.
Yes.
And the cherubim, you've heard about seraphim. And we had some jokes going around here last week, for which I know we will pay dearly. Someone said, seraphim, is that a new cough medicine? And I don't know who that was.
I don't think it was a member of Elkhart. It was a visitor, someone taking a tour.
Yes, someone touring our induction arch. And because we cannot level Earth people or regular people who are not Elkhart, I had to take the hit for the team.
Yes, and that's the first leveling that you've experienced for quite some time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a tape recording of that, so let's go to that now.
Fuck me!
That was quite powerful.
Well, it was the very first one that I'd been through in a long time. I know there were a lot of calls.
We did have calls from across the country. Caitlyn Jenner, by the way, you are familiar with Caitlyn Jenner. She has been in the news prominently. Caitlin visited Whampoa University last week. We gave her the full tour. We're very, very proud to have her with us. And hopefully,
knock wood,
Caitlyn Jenner will become an Elkhart priesterly. That is bypassing novitiate and initiate status and stage one into the fullness of priesterly and then on to pre-overlord.
Correct.
I won't ask the question.
Very good. That is a step in the right direction for you, Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott usually at this point starts complaining about how he's not an overlord yet.
No, I'm perfectly fine on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning here in upstate New York to live the existence of a priesterly, now going on my 22nd year with no end in sight.
All right, well, he was doing so good. He was doing so good, and now he's fallen such a long, long way. That is the words, of Hevna Elcott from the Elcott pamphlet, the big, thick one, which, by the way, you can send away for to our Elcott University bookstore. That is Elcott University in Wampaw, New York, on the grounds of Wampaw University in Wampaw, Elcott, New York. Again, send away for the Elcott pamphlet, the big thick one. That is the official title of our liturgical manual. You send away for it by writing us a letter and asking for it, and then we decide whether or not we'll give it to you. Once we do decide, we'll call you. We will not write, we will not email, we will not text, we won't Snapchat, or any of all that other, and let me quote directly from our manual, bullshit. What we will do is call you, and not on a cell phone, on a landline. So make sure you give us a landline number. And many people just pick out a payphone somewhere in the area, and they hang around it for a few days until we do place that call. When we call, you'll hear us say, "Is this your name?" And you'll say, "Yes, it is." And then we'll hang up. Be assured that the big thick one, that is the Elcott pamphlet, is on the way. Only if you hear the hang up, though.
Yes, that is something to remind people of. When you hear the click, you know that it's on the way.
That is correct, yes. Elcott, the next step.
And the Elcott pamphlet, one that was slaved over by Hevna Elcott over the course of a 3-year period while he was trying to get his crops raised and his family fed. He was being driven from village to village in the state of California. And for 3 long years, he sweated and slaved over the Elcott pamphlet.
That's correct. Those 4 pages are filled with the wisdom of the ages.
Right on.
Yeah.
Many people have written me, those are people who are earth people, and they've said he worked for 3 years over 4 pages, and I said, "Yes, what's it to you?" And that phrase has unlocked the minds and imaginations of so many people. In some instances, nothing but what we call Elcar flows out, but once the filth is drained, a clean, crisp, scrubbed mind presents itself to all concerned. And it is then that we, the Elcott priesterlies, make ready, you novitiates and initiates, to ultimately be moved into a closed environment with the overlords over a 3-day period.
My name is Casper Stout. I am a pre-overlord. That means within the next 4 months, I will be made an overlord. And as such, I will be allowed the beginnings, the trappings, and the monkery.
I no take drugs no more. Elcott, Elcott. That's our call to prayer. There it is. Our call to prayer. We go to the induction arch.
I no take drugs no more.
Now, we will have a little bit of breakfast, or what we call the beginning movement. That is that which passes through the system. And the overlords are calling us to prayer. Now, we have as our breakfast here at Elcott the Next Step, waffles and chicken. You may think that that sounds very funny, and the last person who laughed at the fact that we eat waffles and chicken was imbued with the trappings of a stanchion, that is a bridge stanchion, meaning he was buried inside of one.
Indeed.
That begins the last call of prayer, as the overlords are bringing us now to the Overlord Redeemery Rectum. That is not to be confused with the physical aspect of the human body known as the rectum. That is the emission of all impurities into the system.
What you're hearing are the Overlord's expelling. You and I call it passing gas, but when you reach the high, pure level of an Overlord...
Well, let's just say what it is.
Yes.
When an Overlord farts, this is what it sounds like.
And just on cue.
Right on cue, as I was going to demonstrate it, here's one of the Overlords now. Would you please fart, sir?
I do.
Oh, you're knocking out. You're knocking up. I didn't mean any disrespect.
Yahoo! You don't just walk up to an Overlord and say, "Would you please fart, sir?" Because nothing will make an Overlord reach for that level gun like that. I ought to know. I'm Casper Stout, and in order for me to have become a pre-Overlord, I had to put up with all of that chicken stuff from the Overlords.
God damn, open a window, man. Elcott, the next step. A presentation of Elcott Wampaw University, Wampaw, Elcott, New York. For a transcription of today's program, please send to Transcriptions, Elcott University, Wampaw, New York, Elcott, New York. That address again is Elcott University, Elcott, New York in Wampaw. Elcott, the next step. A presentation of the Department of Agriculture at the University of Wampaw. All rights reserved.
Yeah.
This has been a live presentation of The Phil Hendry Show.